Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter Masechtas Avos Perik Hey Mishnah Chaf Aleph. Hu Hayomer, he used to say Ben Chamish Shanim LaMikra, a 5-year-old should start learning Tanakh. How do we know that? It's learned from Arla, says the Batanura. Arla? Yes. The Pasuk says the first 3 years, you don't use the fruit. 4th year, it's net to Revai, it's redeemed in Yerushalayim. That's when the father begins to teach the child at Surah Sa'isiyais, what the letters look like. She recognized the Nakudas. And during the 5th year, it says, Toichlu es Piriyai, Lahoisev Lachem Tvuasai, and that's a remez that now it's time, when a child is 5 years old, to start learning with him. Psukim. Then Eser LeMishnah. A 10-year-old begins to learn Mishnah. He needs 5 years to learn Tanakh. And now he needs 5 years to learn Mishnayis. Afterwards, 5 years Gemara. As the Mishnah explains, he's 5 when he starts Psukim. He's 10 when he starts Mishnayis. Ben Shloish Esrei LeMitzvah. In the middle, he's 13, he gets Bar Mitzvah. And then Ben Chamesh Esrei LeTalmud. When he's 15, he learns Gemara. The Batanura explains it takes 5 years to master something. We learn our whole life. But during these 5 years, that's the main years you have to teach the child. What's the cheshbon of 5 years? We see that from the Levium. If they didn't pick up what they had to train after 5 years, so they were assigned to something else. Kol Talmud Shleira Simon Yafu B'Mishnasei Chomesh Shanim Shuvei Neraya. So we know that 5 years is the training period. If he's not Matzliach after 5 years, we try to train him, I guess, a different way. We never give up when it comes to Torah. Vaitra says a Mishnah, Ben Shmeina Esrei L'chupa. Says about Tanura, it says 19 times the word Adam in Parshas Bereishis. From V'yomer Elokim Nasa Adam until V'yivan Hashem Elokim Es Hatzela to create Chava. And one is needed for Parshas Pshat. So we understand there are 18. Those are the 18 years the person has to get ready to get married. Then Esrim Lirdaif, when he's 20 years old, after he learned Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, and he got married and he has children, and he has to go look for Parnasa. So Ben Esrim Lirdaif, a 20-year-old, begins to run after Parnasa. Another pshat is Ben Esrim Lirdaif means Min HaShemayim, because Bezen Shel Maila doesn't punish someone less than 20 years old. Vaitra says the Mishnah Ben Shloishim LaKoyach. That's when a person has his strongest koyach. The Levium explains the Batanur. He's to pick up the Mishkan and they took it apart, and they loaded the wagons and they carried it on their shoulders. Mi Ben Shloishim Shana V'Maila. Ben Arboim LeBina. A 40-year-old has Bina. Bina is an inner understanding. An inner understanding? It means, from one thing you understand something else. He's Maven Dover Mitoich Dover. And we know this because only after the Yidden were in the Midbar 40 years did Moshe Rabbeinu say, V'lai Nosan Hashem Lechem Lev Ladas V'Nayim Lirais V'Znayim L'Shmaya Adayim Azeh until this day. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Ben Chamishim Li Eitza. A 50-year-old is ready to give advice. Because it says by the Levium, Umi ben Chamishim Shana, he returns from the physical work, and he serves his brothers. How does he serve them? By giving them advice. Ben Shishim Lazikna, a 60-year-old, begins the process of old age. In other words, he begins to get weaker physically. The Maganava says, we don't mean to make someone depressed when he turns 60. We mean to say, now you have to start getting ready, seriously, for the Olam HaEmes. Leave go of this world. Ben Shivim LaSeva, a 70-year-old, is at a ripe old age. It says by David, Vayamas B'Seva Toiva, and he was 70 years old. The Torah says, Mipnei Seva Takum. In the presence of a Seva, you have to get up. So this applies, says the Tveris Yisrael, when the person is at least 70 years old. Ben Shmoinim LaGavur, an 80-year-old, shows power. An 80-year-old shows power? No, it means that one needs the power of Hashem to reach the age of 80. Like the Pasuk says, Vim Begvuras, if Hashem gives him this kayach, Shmoinim Shana, Ben Tishim Lasuach. A 90-year-old is at the age of stooping. He walks a little bit bent over. Ben Meya, if he's 100 years old, Kilumes V'Avar Ibotlam and Oilam, it's as if he died, passed away, and ceased from this world. The Sefer Yechayin Pe'er explains, Ben Tishim Lesuach means to daven. Sikh is a lashon of tefillah, talking. But even according to the pshat, it means to bow down. Davening is a hachna to Hashem. At this age, you say, Rabban Shalom, my life is in your hands. There are people who are over 100 And they're very clear. Sometimes you have people that are over 100 that look younger than people that are 70 or 80. There was a famous story of a man in Yerushalayim. He was over 100, his beard was black. And once somebody told him, Friday afternoon, he sees a harazesim blethel. That's how they used to call a white hair. Harazesim was where they buried people. You're getting old. He got very frightened, and he ran home to say vidui. He said, what are you getting so insulted for? You're over 100. And he called in the Chevra Kedisha, and he told him a story. He said he's well over 100. But he used to bring ink for Rabbi Kiva Eger. Once he saw Rabbi Kiva Eger walking back and forth in front of his apartment, his house, he was a young boy. It was the middle of the night. He ran out and asked, is everything okay? Rabbi Kiva Eger explained he was in the middle of writing his Chedushim, and he ran out of ink. So since then, this boy who got him ink that night took upon himself every single day to make sure that the bottle of ink was full. And later, when Rabbi Kiva Eger moved away, he gave him a bracha. He should have a black beard till he's very, very old. As long as he lives, he should have a black beard. He should be young and energetic and have kayach as a reward for him always taking care of the black ink. So he knew, even though he was well over 100, that once they told him, he already has a white hair, that's a symbol he's about to leave this world. Because as long as he's down here, his hair is black. So there are people who are biologically older, but they're younger. And many of them, Mefarshim explain, Kilu mes v'over u'batlam and oilam is a maila. They don't live the taivas of this world. And therefore, they can be on a level of kedusha that was not available till that point.